where do we stand right now as far as the coho run in the Susitna drainage compared to a couple of weeks ago?
Much better. You know, we've had a lot better water conditions here for passing fish, and fish that have been kind of stalled up at the mouth of the Deschke. A lot of those fish are going through the weir now and through the fishery, so numbers have picked up quite a bit.
Okay, now when you say water conditions have improved, what exactly does that mean? Is that water depth or clarity or?
Well, it's it really has more to do with water volume, depth. Just the flow has increased, and you know we've been having a lot of precipitation, and when we get a large input of precipitation up in the Peters Hills area and down even all the way down to the mouth of the Deschke, it helps things out quite a bit. We were under really extreme low water conditions on Deschke. For a while there, our temperature was fairly high too. So it's a combination of low water, warm water temperatures that had fish kind of holding, if you will, in the mouth area down by the cooler Susitna. Once water temperatures change, we saw the first one occur early in August, during the first week of August, and we had a bump of fish, about 6,000, come through between the 4th and the 6th of August. And then the water level subsided, went back down, and we just kind of went along with a couple hundred fish a day. And then here recently, middle of the month, around the 15th, the water came back up. Temperature's real good now. It's like 13 degrees Celsius. And fish are on the move, and they bite much better when they're on the move.
Okay. So I see now that the Deschke has surpassed the low end, at least, of the sustainable escapement goal for cohos. Mm-hmm. An area that still seems to be struggling a bit is the Little Sioux.
You know, right now we're sitting at August 18th, and typically we would be about 65% of the way through the run there on the Little Susitna River, and we're sitting around 6,000 fish. Like the Deschke, fish movement's much better when we have input of precipitation, and that's happened a couple of times following suit with what we saw in the Deschke. It's just that we haven't passed as large of dailies as we saw in the Deschke. The last couple of days have been lower counts where I would have expected to have seen much higher numbers. So I do still expect to see fish come up from the mouth area and pass through the weir, and perhaps that'll happen this weekend. We do have some pretty good fishing reports down in the lower river, and we haven't seen those fish yet. So we'll stay tuned on that note, but I do expect that we'll see a bump of fish still through the Little Susitna River. And the story across the board really has been that the coho run has been late. It's been a late entry into the Mat-Su area, probably, you know, at least a week, greater than a week. And the low water conditions that we saw only exacerbated that. One thing I am trying to do is get more people out there right now, because since we had a late start, it shortened the season dramatically for sport anglers. And a lot of folks are moving on to go hunting right now. And so just spread the word out there that if you want to go catch a few silvers, now's the time to do it.